Hey, hi, I'm Ron Turner from Last Gasp here in San Francisco. I'm having a good time today at the 10th Annual Anarchist Book Fair, where we see just about everything. But I wanted to draw attention to the shirt I'm wearing. Now, you can't see it on this radio, but this is a Chicago policeman shirt, and it's from 96, where the Democratic Convention was. And there were some remarkable parallels to the previous Democratic Convention in that city. One is the mayor was the same, and the other thing is that a lot of the cops were still around. And so on the back of the shirt, they had printed up like, and you can see it.
I kicked your father's ass in 68. Wait till you see what we do to you.
I thought that was a perfect anarchist shirt to wear today.
Oh, God. So you want to do a little plug for Micropower Radio?
How would I do that?
Well, let's see. We got a bunch of different stations. One's called Pirate Cap. One's called Free Radio Santa Cruz. One's Indie Bay Radio. One's Enemy Combatant Radio.
Okay, well, folks, I want to tell you the best thing you can do is turn on one of the pirate radio stations in your area. Because if you do that, you'll be supporting true freedom of expression. And that's kind of hard to do these days because everybody wants to try to jam something in your mouth or your ears and not let you to communicate with your fellow man and woman. And you should be able to do that. So listen to your favorite pirate radio station wherever one appears.
All right.
Find a box to open with some truth to go around. We take a power and we howl our roar and shake their redwood wall. We'll shake their redwood wall all the way down to the green ground.
Hey, that's great, Don. So this is Don Eichelberger, and coming up, in the next 2 weeks, these fat cats that you were just singing about there. And
yeah, this is a song about the Redwood Wall. This is a annual encampment that the Bohemian Club here in San Francisco holds up along the Russian River in Sonoma County in Monte Rio every summer in the middle of the summer. So on July 15th, 16th, and 17th, the Green Party and local of the state Green Party and the local Green Parties and some veterans, peace groups and tribes and other people will be gathering for a convergence to bring attention to the fact that these men go there every year and conduct the kind of business that they conduct that we've been able to document over the years And we see that their business has been very good for the Bohemians in these last number of years. They've rebuilt after two wars started by Bohemians. Both George H.W. Bush started the Iraq War, and then, of course, George W. Bush. He's not a member, but he goes regularly because his dad's a member. So he gets to go there. And, of course, another Bohemian S.D. Bechtel and his sons and stuff have gone and cleaned up and rebuilt after both of these wars. So they're making money hand over fist. Of course, we've got people from Halliburton in there. We've got people from TRW. We've got people from GE. We've got people from Lockheed Marietta, all the weapons makers, all the bond makers. Everybody is trying to go over there and take. Right now, we see them taking, literally taking the oil straight out of the ground for the Iraqi people if they will stop and allow it. You know, we've got our soldiers over there in harm's way on behalf of the corporations just trying to get at the oil there, and that's they're bald-faced about it. They've talked about it openly on the Internet and elsewhere to say that, you know, we need to get a hold of that oil, that they don't deserve it, even though it's out under their land. How did our oil get under their ground? So we're going to have a protest and community discussions at Bohemian Grove in Monte Rio during that weekend, 15th, 16th, and 17th. 15th, we're going to greet the Bohemians as they come in to the Grove on that Friday. And so bring signs, banners. We're going to have a drum circle at the front gates that evening until dusk. On Saturday, the 16th, we're going to have a protest. We have tribal leaders coming to help do a resurrection of care ceremony to try to go against what the topic of this song was the cremation of care. This is where they put on red hooded robes and put on very Ku Klux Klan-like event where they burn a coffin containing the dull cares of the marketplace at their 40-foot owl-shaped altar that's inside the Grove there. And we feel like, you know, care should never be a bad symbol. So for them to be burning care because it's a hindrance to their being able to, consider their business decisions just seems like, to some of us, a very...
Are you talking about careless, maybe?
That makes them a little bit careless along that line. Yeah, I'd say, you know, these guys, and I don't know to what extent that really lets in, but I think the less seriously they take it, the more likely it is to have some subliminal effect on them in terms of how they construe care, how they conceive of care and what it is to care about people, places, and things. They consider it dull cares of the marketplace, you know, the dull cares of making money, the business decisions that they have to make, and oftentimes those will hurt people, whether it's unemployment people, whether it's taking away their land base, whether it's, buying over an agricultural economy to a money economy like what has happened in most of the third world countries now. Most of the land base is gone, polluted, you know, everybody's hooked on MasterCard so they can buy their next Nike, you know, and that's happening everywhere from South Africa to the Philippines to Central America, you know, and that's a real sad state of affairs because in another song I wrote, we talk about how we've exported our lifestyle to the third peoples of the world just in time for the coming crisis. We've got the crisis coming now, folks, and it's called, you know, the peak oil. We're running out of oil. You know, people have different estimates, but so far, the most conservative estimates seem to be the ones that are panning out the most in terms of the state running out of oil, and now the nation running out of oil, and then soon the world running out of oil. It's getting harder and harder. It's not that we're running out of oil, but the oil that's left is getting harder and harder to dig out of the shale and the granite and all that stuff that it's bottled up in.
Yeah, well,
so we've got these, and then on Sunday the 17th, we're also starting at 10 a.m. until dusk, going to be meeting at Monte Rio at the outdoor amphitheater behind the Pink Elephant, if you've ever been to the Monte Rio. But we'll, you know, we have information available at, and you can let us know, but we'll be having a community discussion. We're going to have some presenters talking about different aspects of how the Bohemians control things through the media and through the military and everything else. And then we're going to have time for community comments and some breakout sessions, and maybe we'll spawn an effort or two that can actually get Bush out. I've been promoting impeachment for this administration since day one, and they've not done anything to take that away. They've lied to the American people, and, you know, If Clinton could be ousted or could be impeached because he lied about what he lied about, then certainly lying about getting us into a military situation, lying about weapons of mass destruction and the Iraq's complicity in 9/11, you'd have thought hearing the special speech the other night by George Bush that you know that. That Saddam Hussein planned 9/11 and carried it out from his palace. You know, that's not the truth. That's an absolute falsehood. That's an absolute lie. It's an absolute goddamn lie, if you must say the truth. And yet he's going along like saying like these lies just because if you say a lie often enough, people will come to believe it. And that's the kind of the Roe principle, I think, you know.
Oh, Goebbels. Goebbels.
Yeah, Goebbels principle, I guess. Yeah, if you say a lie long enough and insistent enough, people will begin to understand it and will begin to take it as the truth. So these guys, you know, they own what's left of the mainstream media. The mainstream media is down to about four or five corporations right now, you know, including many oil companies, Exxon and everybody, or Biden, Disney and all that stuff. So, you know, we've got serious problems in the empire, folks, and it's coming down. We've got the temple is crashing down. I hope there's a key to some truth at the bottom of the rubble that we can come and lend a hand to each other, that we can find ways to do things alternatively, that we don't need to depend on a ruling elite anymore to tell us what to do and to profit from all of our misery while they sit back in their mansions and while young people's blood flows out of their body and into the mud, as Bob Dylan would have said in Masters of War. That's exactly who these men are, many of them. And of course, we've got people like Bob Weir and stuff like that. Bobby Weir is in a camp with George Bush, with Walter Cronkite, with Dick Cheney, you know, with some of these other people that, you know, so he's sort of is their servant. He's a man of use in the Bohemian parlance. They like to have performers and scientists around, so it sort of gives them something to go look forward to during the encampment, you know, to be able to have musical recitals with private Grateful Dead people and Pavarotti and people like that, you know, that go there once in a while. So this is an important thing. We hope that people will get out, and if they want more information, call me, 415-567-4577. That's in San Francisco, and I'll get back some information to you. Thank you.
And is there a website about this?
There is at cagreens.org, the California State Green website. There is information up about this event. So go to cagreens.org/bohemiahtml, I think is the exact address. But anyway, go to the CA Greens website and cagreens.org, and hopefully there will be a link on there to the Bohemian Grove action.
All right. You want to do another song here? Finish it out? What was that other one you were referring to in the as you were talking, you said you had another one about these fat cats.
Yeah. Let's see. Which one was that? That is I've got a couple of songs here. I got to look through and see what I've got the Nothing Comes Without Effort, I think, is the one that I'm looking at. Uh-oh, getting all my stuff.
Earthquake.
And, yeah, so I guess I'm... Okay, well... Nothing in life comes with effort. First you learn, then you learn to do. And when you learn to think, well, you might have to think something. And when you learn to talk, well, you might have to say something. Life is full of ways for you to fuck up. There isn't much you can do to change that. But if you're wise, you can expand the notion of what it is to fuck up and do it only in the right ways. Like speaking truth to power and bringing your power to truth. For some people, that's all fucked up. A belief cut in the ears that value grows out of possessions controls us with its mantra that to buy more is all there is redemption. So if you want to make a change in the way that things are, you can start by cutting up your credit card and get out of your car. Cause nothing in life comes without effort. First you learn, then you learn to do. And when you learn to think, well, you might have to think something. And when you learn to do, well, you might have to do something. Think that's the song I was talking about, but that's one. That's one about perfect personal responsibility.
What's that one called?
That one's called Nothing Comes Without Effort. I got one more song I'd like to do.
Right.
If it's convenient. Let me get my other harmonic out here. Oh, where'd my other harmonicas go? That's it there. Hand that one to me.
Yeah, what's this one gonna be called?
This is called The American Dream, The World's Nightmare. And it's a poignant little tune. I wrote during a 10,000-mile road trip I took this fall. God bless it. What's going on with this? I got a new harmonica holder and I'm not figuring out how to use it right here, I guess. But, okay, let's see if that works. Okay. No, I grabbed the wrong harp. I'm sorry about all this dead airspace. I don't know if we've got a PSA that needs to go to or something like that. I can talk about the Bohemian Grove some more, but... Here we are. I got my harp. I'm not a professional musician here. I'm only an amateur. This is called The American Dream, The World's Nightmare. America. The word has a sound, calls like an eagle for freedom, sounds like prosperity did on the plains, promising eternal gains. What has become of the American dream? It's lost to the masses now, isn't it? Instead of prosperity, prosperity as it is defined, tears apart the life of the planet. After 9/11, we were told to buy more in order to support America's greatness. Now we've exported our lifestyle to the third peoples of the world just in time for the coming crisis. Control of oil is what it has become all about. As we enter the 21st century, as we run out, and some say that we'll come soon, we imperil humanity's destiny. Yeah, well, first come the wars, then come the disturbances, rocking the world's expectations. Is there some way that we can just stop all this now? Or will we just continue exploitations?
All right, well, thanks, Don, for being here. And again, what's that phone number if people want to get involved with?
Yeah, that'd be 415-567-4577 or www.cagreens.org/bohemia.
Yeah, so, you know, the Bohemian Grove people, these are some of the biggest, ugliest, richest dumbasses in the world, and they want us to dance to their tune.
Threw that line away, but part of it was, yeah, dancing to their tune. So, yeah, we got to stop doing that. We got to find ways to, you know, change the music. You know, I'm working on, you know, new theme songs for a new generation of, you know, activism. In the 60s, we had some theme songs for an uprising. You know, we had the Bob Dylans and the, you know, different protest songs of the age that were out there, and we need that back. We need to get people out there. We need to have them being able to hum the tune so the uprising can continue. The uprising won't happen until it gets a theme and people can hum it. So we're working on that.
All right. So here's a little old, it's actually an older Country Joe, but you've probably never heard it. There's a whole lot of Country Joe you've never heard.
Marshall summer, I felt this strange vibration coming. chirping and old Charlie's mouth fell open as I tossed my kits and mazers in the little turbo shoe. I could hear them crying, no, don't go, it's a red dust spot to do.
Every time.
firing place, a homing on the foe. And I brag of ore refining while the scarfing are destroying. And they listen to my stories, 7 huge droids in a row. 7 sleek and shiny huge droids with their circuits all aglow. And I tell them when it's over how I'll return to my planet. And the 7 shiny huge droids are all crazy to go to.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Okay, on the air. Let's see here. What? Well, you can never kill all the bad people. Well, even. Okay, here we go. Take two. Well, you can never kill all the bad people. Not even with a war. They say no. Just keeps on making more. And you're killing the bad ones and a lot of the good ones too. Guess we're just making sure, yeah, killing them all, proving that we're pure. They say now and then our original sin just makes us do evil now and again. But I choose to believe it's more about the fix we find ourselves in. So when a man tries to kill me for stealing his land, is he committing original sin? Or is he just protecting his homeland security like I would do if I were him? Well, you can never kill all the bad people, not even with a war. They say now and then how original sin just keeps on.
Right, and you've heard that on this station before.
Haven't heard that in a while, huh? Yeah.
No, we played every once in a while.
Oh, good.
And, yeah, so we've always been looking for a better copy, though, so glad to have that one.
I hope this one will do it.
Yeah, we just
Get it out there into wherever they go, you know, wherever this wires lead.
And
these wires lead to your ears. If you're hearing this now, this is real time, even if it's a month from now. This is great.
Yeah, that's right. So what do you call that one?
That's called, that one is called Original Sin.
All right, good. Yeah, we'll lock it down and set. All right, so you're listening
thank
to
you. Thank
Enemy
you very much
Come
for the opportunity to perform here.
Thank you. Thank you very
thank
much.
You, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Elvis has left the office.
I have this sort of a plot for a science fiction book which I haven't written yet, which is that things get so bad and polluted that everyone moves into geodesic domes, and inside the domes is really nice, you know. And this is a little song about how wonderful it's going to be living inside these big domes, you know. There's They've covered the city with plastic domes so the air inside could be clean. And it's really fine in our new home, we have everything we need. There are no planes, no buses or trains, and if you want to go somewhere, just think about where you'd like to be at, and before you know it, you're there.